Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. Mick Caron Farm Talk on Thursday visited with Ron Lamberty of the American Coalition for Ethanol on small refinery exemptions and legislation that would make it easier for retailers to sell E15 in higher blends of ethanol.
There is some legislation introduced in Congress last week. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar and Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa, John Thune of South Dakota, to offer gas station owners higher ethanol blends, make it easier for them to do so. And obviously, you support this legislation.
Right. I mean, earlier this year when discussion started about all this infrastructure, all these infrastructure bills, we got contacted by some congressional leaders and called on some others to see what incentives we might recommend that would help us sell more ethanol, move more gallons, and directly buy more corn and help the rural economy get going again. And so we were pleased to see that three bills have been proposed now by Senator Klobuchar, two of them co-sponsored by Senator Ernst from Iowa and another one by Senator Thune from South Dakota, that were pretty much things that we asked for, and they align with some of the things that we're trying to get done to help our industry and farmers.
This is all part of the big umbrella of infrastructure. I know when we talk infrastructure, it's roads and bridges and all of the other important thing, interstates, making them get rid of the bumps in the road and all that. But infrastructure is the fuel.
Yeah, it's the roads and bridges we drive on. It's the vehicles that drive on them, and it's the fuels that are used in those vehicles. So we've got, one of the bills is money for equipment that stations sell fuel out of. Most stations can sell E15 right now out of their existing equipment, but some can't. And if they want to sell higher blends like E85 and flex fuels, and that's something that we're pushing hard right now, they might need some equipment that's a little bit more expensive. So there's a bill that would fund some of the, I think up to 75% of the cost of equipment for that. The vehicle manufacturers, when they make a flex-fueled vehicle, there's a little bit of a cost, not a lot, because basically it's a little bit different computer programming, which doesn't cost you anything, but it's also maybe a different fuel pump that its cost is similar, but we want to give them an incentive to do that. So there's, I think it was $200 was the amount on that, but it also, more importantly, gave the automakers the credits that they needed to count towards their CAFE mileage standards.
Again, that was Ron Lamberty of the American Coalition for Ethanol. This is Inside Agriculture.